Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. As investigators try to figure out what caused an apartment house fire in Lowell that took 7 lives last week, members of the devastated community there are leaning on one another for support. Hundreds turned out last night for a memorial service for those killed. WBUR's Cassandra Sunt was there.
The Glory Buddhist Temple has been a place of comfort for many Cambodian Americans in Lowell in recent days. A family of 5 killed in the fire worshipped there. But it's also been a place of comfort for the more than 40 people left homeless by the fire, many of whom are from Cambodia. Bopa Malone is the board president of the Cambodian Mutual Assistance Association. She says the community is there for relatives of those killed and the survivors of the fire.
For the survivors, I know this is an incredibly difficult time. I know you are still haunted and scared by what happened. Please know that our thoughts and prayers are with you.
The tragedy has brought together an already tight-knit community. Voop Devulpierre is a deputy director at the Cambodian Assistance Association. She explains most of the community immigrated just 30 years ago following the Khmer Rouge genocide.
This group came together and really had to support each other because they needed to learn English together. They needed to learn how to deal in this completely new world, most of them having been subsistence farmers back in Cambodia. Now we're finding ourselves 30 years later in another tragedy.
City leaders and volunteers are doing whatever they can to support the survivors of the tragedy, including collecting donations, clothing, toys, and money. Suman Sen grew up across the street from the site of the fire. She says she's proud of how everyone's responded.
Anything that happens in our community, no matter what, we still come together, like, as a family.
It's just like a family.
Among those displaced by the fire are the 2 surviving children, whose parents and 3 siblings died. Onsak is their grandfather. Like others mourning dead family members, his head has been recently shaved.
And he come over here just to thank you, everyone, for being here, to give support to the family, to the survivor from the fire. And you are all blessed. Thank you very much.
City leaders and community organizers are meeting today to figure out how to get victims housing, new identification documents, clothing, and other essentials. The Cambodian Mutual Assistance Association, the city, and the fire department will host a forum in a couple of weeks to examine the outcome of the fire. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cassandra Sunt.